Ready, ready? I'll count you in. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
3, 2.
Good.
We don't say one.
Oh.
Because then the viewers will hear just one, or the listeners will hear one. So you just go, so instead of saying 3, 2, 1, you mm-hmm. just go 3, 2.
On this show, you could say one because I'm open for mistakes.
Well, I mean, let's do this right.
Okay, ready?
Ready? 3, 2, 1.
Hello!
No. Oh, you fucked it up.
Okay.
I'll do it again.
Okay,
do it
fine.
Again. All right, ready? Mm-hmm. 3, 2, 1.
Oh, are you saying I'm not supposed to say
yeah,
one?
Yeah, don't say one.
Oh,
don't say
I think
one.
You meant I'm
yeah,
supposed
no,
to
no,
say
no,
one.
Yeah, no, I'll count you in. We don't say one. It's a TV thing.
Should we do 3, 2, 1 together, or?
No, why don't you just let me do it, all right?
Okay,
ready?
Fine,
ready?
Fine,
here
fine.
We go. Ready? Stand by. 3, 2.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Christian Lugo coming
to you from
Los Angeles, California. It's been a while now since I've done an episode of Conversations from a Room. I've been on hiatus for a little bit, just kind of figuring stuff out. You know how it gets, folks. But I am so happy to be back on the show. A lot has been going on. But, man, guys, do I have a special, extra juicy guest for you today.
Ooh.
I mean, this guy has done so much for America. He's done so much for all of our lives. He's the one to make sure that we have justice and we have free health care. Wait, no, that's Canada. Anyways, folks.
Wait, your dad's on the show today?
Justin Trudeau? I do look like Justin Trudeau. That's a compliment because I'm handsome. Except I don't have weird Halloween costumes. Anyways, folks, we have Noah Gray. Welcome to the show, Noah.
Thank you, Christian. It's great to be here. I'm very excited to be in this room having a conversation. And
yeah, that's the title of the show.
Oh, dude, that makes so much sense.
Yeah, right? Yeah. See, that's why it's just process of elimination when you come up
I love
with the
it.
Title.
We should call it like flower cups or flower.
He's making fun of my mug because I like to drink whiskey from a floral mug. Gotta keep myself grounded, pal.
I don't blame you.
Hey, man. So I've known you since high school. We met each other when we were about, what, 15, 16?
Wow. Yeah, 16.
Yeah, somewhere
so.
About then.
Yeah,
so
like
I'm 28 now. It's been a long time. It's been about 7 years since then, huh? I'm bad at math. But, dude, I'm so happy to have you on the show.
It's good to be here. I flew out to L.A. just for this.
Just for this. That's incredible, dude. And I didn't pay for your ticket.
And we're doing it on Max's birthday, too.
Oh, yeah. Happy birthday, Max Eisenberg, October 5th. I hope you're listening.
This is your birthday present,
Max. This is your birthday present.
My flight to L.A. specifically.
Mm-hmm.
We $400. Also put it on your card.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
That's your surprise.
Yeah, surprise, Max. You have a lot of money to spend. But I want to talk really quick about everything that you've done to get to where you are today. Yes, that's going to take hours. But a quick cliff notes of it. What were you going to say?
I was just going to say a plane and an Uber.
Oh, but. Yes. Wow. Jokes. This guy's got jokes.
Can we get a sound effect for that? Can I get it?
Okay, we'll pause for sound effect.
Fix it in post.
Oh, you want to do? You want to?
Yeah,
oh,
we'll fix it in post. But I want like
your,
a cymbal
your,
or a drum
your,
kit, something like that.
A sound effect
that.
For your
yeah.
joke. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, please. Thank you.
Anyways, so when I met you, you were heavily involved in journalism and working with the press. Correct? Am I correct by saying that?
Yeah, I think so. Mm-hmm. I think I probably met you before that.
Oh, really?
In the auditorium.
Oh, yeah, in of Miami Palmetto
yeah,
High School.
Yeah, before you bullied me.
Yeah, oh, yeah. A little side note. I used to bully Noah. When I mean that, I mean like I used to punch him.
It was like a friendly bully. I mean, we don't really condone any type of bullying, but
I
mean,
like how you called it
friendly. You were my friend that just punched me in the arm whenever you wanted to. So
I like to hurt you. It felt good. Yeah. I remember you had a little organization back in high school called Virgin Voting.
That's
when
true.
You kind of started that political bug of yours, and you kind of got into this whole political field, I would say, right?
Yeah. So, I growing up in Miami, I was always frustrated that people didn't really give a shit about politics at all, or, you know, this was before the Obama hype in 2007 when a lot of young people started getting into him, and I was like, you know what? I want people to be engaged, and no one at school really cared about what was going on, and all the candidates were coming to Florida all the time. So, you know, we were in TV production. Well, this is before you were in TV production, but I was in TV production. Always liked filmmaking, documentaries, and news. Always followed the news. and in Mr. Salon's class. Mm-hmm. Shout out, Mr. Salon. Thank you for not suspending Chris and letting him graduate after all of those tardies. Absences. Absences were mainly mine, but... Mm-hmm. And then I just started covering politics in high school and made this documentary to try and get young people to vote and talk to all the candidates that were coming to Florida. And the funny part is, so I launched Virgin Voting, this documentary, and then it turned it into a nonprofit to try and get young people to vote, and went to the University of Miami. We made these t-shirts that said, never forget your first time. And actually, your now fiance, Rachel, would come down and help me sell these shirts and give shirts out on the campus of UM. And I was in TV production with her our friend Irina, who I haven't talked to in a long time. So shout out to Irina if mm-hmm. you're listening.
Another good friend.
Yeah, so... And then it kind of just started my career, and I kept doing stuff, and here I am, actually in California, covering the presidential candidates that were just here. And but this is the most important part of my day, coming in, seeing you, and playing with your dog. That's below the chair.
Luna the podcast here.
Yeah.
Dog.
And yeah, the podcast dog Luna. Mm-hmm. We should really change the logo for the show, for the album cover.
For Luna?
Yeah, Luna.
Oh yeah. She's a scruffy little one. It's just gonna be a big ball of fur.
Yeah. So
you made it big, man. You went far with this whole thing, you know?
Yeah,
back in high school, all I did was have a bake sale for my uncle's glaucoma, but you
know. It was really good brownies though.
Oh yeah. They were special.
Yeah,
that's who I was in high school. Anyways, but yeah, man,
special to your uncle because you were making brownies for your uncle.
Exactly,
so that was very nice of you.
Exactly, but yeah, man, I'm really proud of what you've succeeded in your career and all the success that you've had. And big news as well, you just got married.
I did. I know.
I'm going to put a sound effect for that one, too. Don't know if it's going to be good or bad. Oh, yeah, whip. But that's crazy, man. You're a married man.
Yeah, no.
You have a successful job, and, you know, you're doing good. And, you know, we were just talking a few seconds ago that we'd like, you know, we used to be so collaborative back in high school, you and I. We used to always work on these projects together. And this is the first time in a while where it's just you and me solo. You know, you're usually surrounded by all these people that work with you and know you, and you're a very personable person. You're a very popular guy, I would say, in your field and just in the world, really. You're a worldly man.
Thanks, Chris. Thanks.
But this is the first time we get to talk, and it means a lot to me because, you know, we still have that sort of those collaborative juices that we feed off from each other. And you were just saying that we should try to work with each other again. So I would love to do that, man. Do a little project. So
little brainstorm session.
Yeah, let's do it, man. Let's keep working together. Let's create something for the people.
But I think you did have a another special
phone in a guest real quick. Good old family member of mine, good old friend of Noah's. If you guys don't know yet, Martin Lugo is my brother. I'm gonna be FaceTiming him right
also
now.
Also known as Marty.
All right, folks, so we're gonna fix this. This will all go.
This is why we hire engineers.
Please
donate to the podcast so Chris can have an engineer. Oh man, rejected by your own brother.
Yeah, I know, right? That's fucked up.
It's like my dating life in high school. Pure rejection.
Yeah, you remember all those girls that didn't talk to us in high school? Hey, on the real though, what did you think of my poem at your wedding?
Dude, your poem was awesome.
Oh, thank you. I wrote that.
I have it in my room on my dresser.
Did I actually?
No, because you left your jacket at my wedding.
Oh,
so
and the poem was in
before I brought
there?
It to you, the poem was in there.
So
I took
that's so cute.
I took it out and it's on my dresser.
That's awesome.
Kristen put it on the dresser.
Hey, is that you? Say what's
Hi.
Up, bro.
Hi.
Here's Noah.
What's up, Marty?
Dude, you are on the podcast right now. Is there anything you want to say?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
We are Venom.
We are Venom. Dude, that's the best thing you can say right now. Anything you want to say to all the listeners?
Yeah, go Gators!
Oh, God damn it, Mom.
I thought you were a Hurricane fan, Carmen.
Here, Noah Gray's here. Say hi to Noah Gray.
I love you back. I thought that you're a Hurricane fan.
That's me, Lugo. I'm a Gator fan.
You're a
Gator.
I converted.
Can we mute her? She's a Gator fan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's put you on mute, Mom. Sorry. Just cover your mouth with duct tape. All right. We gotta talk to Marty.
I think your parents are drunker than we are.
Oh, Marty, that means your sugar's low, dude. go take a shot, man. Or go have a snack. All right. This is why I don't call you guys ever. Love you guys. Yeah. Bye-bye.
Bye. Love
you. Bye, Marty.
Bye, Chris.
Oh, Marty, I'll have you on the podcast one day, I promise.
Okay.
You want to say anything before you go?
Marty, we miss you.
Go ahead, bro. Say your thing, dude. Say what you want to say to the world.
In your underwear.
Oh, my God, Chris.
Dad, shut up.
Bye, Marty.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, cool, cool, cool. So anything that you would like to mention about us, about our relationship? Any old stories that you remember?
Oh, man, old stories. Well, aside from how I would ruin Christmas for you all the time.
Yeah, you would come over and you would wake me up and you would say, it's Christmas. And I would say, what the fuck are you doing in my house? You're not even supposed to be here. You're Jewish. You don't celebrate Christmas. And then
I did celebrate Christmas with
you
guys.
And then you would literally shake me, be like, it's Christmas. And then you would open my gifts. Those were my gifts, bro. I want Christmas back. You took it from me.
They're
it's
good
my
gifts.
Childhood.
They're good gifts.
But you know what? I can't wait till you have kids so they can come over to my house and ruin Christmas for my kids too.
No.
I'm so looking forward to that.
No. Kristen, my now wife, who you know.
Mm-hmm. Shout out to Hello
well.
Kristen.
Shout out to
Kristen.
Kristen converted to Judaism.
Mm-hmm.
Your mom was speaking about converting to veganism.
Okay, yeah.
Which
she would never do because she loves ham.
I could not do that. Yes, and your mom got me into ham too, which
I
would eat on Christmas morning. So
because
no,
that's a traditional Christmas meal, at least for Cubans,
it is.
Christmas ham.
It is, and no, Kristen is Jewish now, but our deal is that we will do Christmas, and she loves the holiday of Christmas, and clearly I do too. Because,
yeah, you fucking love Christmas. I don't know why you're acting like she had to like pin you down and be like, promise
like,
me we'll
you know,
have Christmas.
Okay, we can compromise.
To
no,
be honest.
You know, it was a win for her. Let's look at it that way, okay? It's
I'm
all
a
about
terrible
messaging.
Person when it comes to religions. How different really is Christmas from Hanukkah? I know that you guys get each a present for every 9 days. Is it 9 days?
Eight
days.
Yeah.
And there's no tree, there's no sort of Santa Claus character. How
yeah, there's no Jesus involved in it either.
Well, that's just everyone. I'm not an atheist. Go ahead.
No, it's they're completely different holidays, but around the same time, and I'm excited to celebrate both.
Yeah.
And now that you live in LA and I live in DC, I can't ruin Christmas for you and come over and take your presents. So that's
well,
that's something we'll have to do in DC now
without
you. But
do you think
you're
you'll
welcome.
Stay in DC for the most of it? You think you'll?
We're actually going to be in Florida for Christmas this year.
Well, I'm saying like in general, do you ever think you see yourself
moving outside of DC?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I like D.C. So growing up in Miami, I always wanted to go to D.C. I went to college in D.C. Mm-hmm. and
where do you work right now?
Tried to stay there. So we're talking about where I was living.
No, I'm saying
then,
like,
what?
Because I would like to tell the audience, where do you actually work at right now?
I work at a news network that begins with a C and mm-hmm. ends with
oh,
an N.
Oh, you work at the CNN building?
But I just can't talk about my job
yes.
without going through public relations. And this
Ooh,
was a
you're
last
so
minute.
Cool.
This was a last minute appearance. So, yeah. So
yeah, it's okay.
It's a cable television network.
Can't tell all the secrets to your best friend.
Anyway, so
I only have like three followers.
I like
by the way, so.
I like DC. Is it a commercial break yet?
Okay, so we have a company here that makes coasters.
Coasters.
And these coasters are really cool because they're water absorbent.
Mm-hmm.
But after that, what you do is that you squeeze the water out. And then you can just drink it again.
Hmm.
Because you know a lot of times, like through condensation, like you have a beer, you have like a cold drink on a hot day, there's a bunch of condensation, and it drips into the coaster, but the coaster works as a sponge,
uh-huh.
and what you do is you squeeze the coaster back into your cup, and then you just drink whatever's in there. It's the circle of life, man. And I believe you tried these coasters. What do you think of them?
Okay, so I think they're great. Am I supposed to do my ad for the coasters now?
Yes.
Okay.
Now it's your take on the coasters.
All right, so... It's not a toaster, it's a coaster, a reusable coaster. Put your drink down on the coaster, drink it, and then drink it again. It's the reusable coaster. When you run out of food, when you run out of drink, go back to your coaster, drink it all up, and then eat it. It's toaster.
No,
that
co-
was
coaster.
Awful. Coaster.
God, you were so close. You're doing great until the very end. Guys, he wasn't even reading that off of an ad. That was just pure improvised Noah.
Should we do another ad? What else do we have?
Let's do an ad on hats that you use for your penis. Jesus. Are you throwing a bachelor party? Does your grandma have a birthday party next week? Is your father missing a gift for his anniversary? Well, here's a nice ad for you. Hats for your penis. Noah Gray, you've been using these before. What do you think of hats for your penis?
Should we talk about the coasters again?
All right. How about candles for your handles? Let's see. Okay, how about
love handles not getting enough action? Grab those candles and warm up those handles. For those who aren't getting action on the love handles, we have candles for you. I thought that was pretty good.
I like that. That's good. We can keep that. Okay. How about we're promoting love handles?
We're promoting love handles. Should we call Skylar? Let's phone Skylar. Skylar does a great.
FaceTime Skylar?
Yeah. Let's. I thought my love handles was pretty good.
Yeah.
Skylar McKinley.
How you doing, brother?
Good. You are on speakerphone with Chris Lugo. You are on the podcast.
Hey, Skylar.
Oh, well, what an honor. Yeah. I've heard the podcast before, and I used to think they were just for pedophiles, but I think Chris is trying to turn that around.
Hey, man, welcome to Conversations from a Room, dude. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks. Yeah, I've been in rooms before too, so I really feel well qualified for this.
Listen, we have a very specific little job for you on the podcast. Are you interested in doing a little sketch with us?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, cool. Awesome.
You can't really say no because you're on the podcast. Yeah. You just sound like an asshole.
What we're doing. I like to cut in between the show to do a little ad, but we're gonna do an ad where we're promoting love handles. Can you do that for us?
Oh, I'm very familiar with love handles.
Okay.
I've been trying to earn mine for months.
So here's the thing. We're promoting love handles, but we want Truman Capote to promote love handles for us. Is that possible?
Yes, that is possible.
So we have Truman Capote on the line, and he's going to be promoting our new product, Love Your Love Handles. All right, Capote, what do you have to say about love handles, pal?
Well, here's the thing. Listen, you're in bed with a lover, a man, a woman, who knows, a child. It's not for me to judge, but what I'm saying is that only in bed do we don't embrace comfort. Everywhere else, everything else we do, you want soft sheets, you want nice pillows. But in bed, we say, oh, bony. No, that's not how it is. But we wanted something to hold on to, and that's the handle for love.
Yes. That is a great, great point. Thank you, Truman Capote. That is such deep meaning behind it, and we really appreciate all the input that you have.
Truman, can I ask you, while we have Truman Capote on the line, what can you recommend a book that you're reading right now?
Yeah, what's something that a lot of our listeners can pick up and start reading?
Well, darling, there's plenty of books out there now. It depends on how you swing, but let's say you're a brawny type. I've got a wonderful book I just couldn't put down. It's In Cold Blood, darling. You love it. Now if you are plus a little softer, if you're a walking love handle, I recommend Branches to Tiffany. Otherwise, find a biography of Jeffrey Epstein or something.
Oh, thank you so much, Truman. Truman.
Truman Capote, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you, Truman Capote. We love you so much, and thanks again for joining on the show.
Thanks, loves.
Do we have Skylar on the line still?
Skylar, are you still there?
In fact, that was a weird thing we just witnessed.
Yeah, Skylar, what is your take on the Truman Capote situation?
I think he's just really a scourge on our earth, and I wish he never existed at all. Yeah.
So, all right, Skylar, thanks for phoning in. We'll have to get you booked.
Phoned me. No, whoa. You called me.
Okay, well, we'll have to thanks for answering.
So you're welcome.
Thanks for answering the call. We'll have to get you with Chris's bookers and get you booked on Conversations from a Room sometime soon.
That's fine. Just call 1-800-AAA-HELP. We'll hook you up.
All right. Love you,
right.
Skylar.
All right. Skylar McKinley, everyone.
Skylar McKinley, guys. Round of applause. Take care.
Bye-bye. Whoa.
All right, we are back.
Can always
to the
count
show.
On Skylar.
Always count on Skylar and Capote. That was...
Are we still in commercial break?
And we're back on the show. That was Truman Capote. Thank you so much, and a nice little drop in by our own Skylar McKinley.
Yeah, Skylar McKinley.
Good our to have own. Him on. Good yeah. to have him on.
Always good to have Skylar McKinley.
All right, man. So it's that time of the show where we do the theme. We'd like to talk about film.
Skyler McKinley's appearance brought to you by AAA, the most trusted company. When you lose your car keys because your podcast guest is shaking them.
I don't know why you are so interested in shaking my keys.
Because it's not sound, Chris. Natural sound. It's a podcast.
It's
they can't see our beautiful
the
faces.
The distracting toy
so
of
it's all
a baby,
about sound.
Of an infant.
No, that's my voice.
Oh, if you want to do sounds, just do weird. This is eating sushi. You stopped trying to light my mic on fire. That was expensive. Okay, do you guys know this one? Those are ocean waves. Okay, here, let's do this real quick.
Let's
I like
do
to
it.
Talk about film.
All right.
I like to talk about music. All I like right. to talk about books. We can make the other boring stuff quick. But I like to ask the guests, what's a movie? What's like your go-to favorite movie?
Go-to favorite
like
movie.
Like on a weekend, you just want to watch
weekend.
Like a fun movie.
A fun movie.
Or what's your guilty pleasure?
Guilty pleasure.
And probably what's one of the worst movies you've ever seen?
Worst movies I've ever seen.
Let's start with guilty pleasure. How about
guilty
that? What's
pleasure.
One of your guilty pleasure films?
Guilty pleasure films. SWAT.
SWAT? What?
I love SWAT.
Wow, that's
SWAT's a guilty pleasure.
Honestly, I remember that was like what 2003 or something.
Oh my god,
like that?
No, it was definitely before.
I
that.
Remember at the time that was actually a really fun movie. That
I
was
think
like
the most
that
memorable
was at the
part
peak.
Of SWAT was that I realized afterwards that Colin Farrell wasn't from the United States.
Oh really? Yeah, he's Irish.
Yeah, I had no idea.
I didn't know that either.
I had no idea.
I think the first movie I ever saw him with an Irish accent was. God, was he? Do you have an Irish accent in Daredevil? Because he was
I don't know, but was, SWAT and I'd say Billy Madison.
Mm-hmm.
Billy Madison. And
oh wow, I was on the nose. 2003.
Wow.
SWAT. Yeah, look at
wow,
that.
Wow, good for you.
Damn, dude. Samuel Jackson, Colin Farrell, Michelle Rodriguez, and LL Cool J. We forget
yeah.
that LL Cool J is a renowned
the
American actor.
Or something. Yeah.
Yeah, this was a fun movie. I remember watching this.
Billy Madison is also one of my favorites.
Oh, that's obviously a
Penguin, Mr. Penguin.
That's probably the worst and best Billy Madison impression I've ever heard.
Yeah.
Those
what,
two.
What
so
other,
why
other
SWAT?
Impressions?
Why SWAT? Just because it's
no.
Like,
I've always loved like law enforcement and
yeah,
been
true.
Fascinated with that.
Yeah.
And
that's
it's
one of the best
action,
ones too.
Good action and
good storyline.
Good theme song. Da-na-na, 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 da-na-na,
dun 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 That's awesome, dude.
Yeah,
so I love that.
That was good.
And yeah, Billy Madison's
yeah,
a great
Billy Madison.
Too. Any Adam Sandler movies is just one of my favorites.
Shampoo is better. It cleans the hair.
Man,
no,
you know the weirdest references.
Conditioner is better. It makes the hair silky and smooth. Stop looking at me, Swan.
I think your
that
references
Veronica,
from Billy Madison are the ones that no one knows. But carry
Veronica
on.
Veronica Vaughn. Is one hot piece of ass.
How about we put on Billy Madison after this?
Yeah, we should.
Would you be happy about
yeah,
that?
Should we stop the podcast and watch Billy Madison?
Okay, we'll stop.
No, and then Pulp Fiction.
Oh, of course, dude.
Love
yeah, Pulp Fiction is a great film. Yeah, for just for writing
stay cool, honey
and,
bunny.
And just like
stay cool,
just,
honey bunny.
Stay cool, honey yeah. bunny. What's your favorite scene in Pulp Fiction?
Oh man, that's so hard.
Which one that sticks out to you the most in Pulp Fiction?
Sticks out. I mean, the diner scenes are
diner
are,
scene is great.
Are,
yeah,
are the best.
I was gonna say that too. The dancing. Or you mean the one with him and Samuel where they get
with
robbed.
Well on the book isn't it bookended?
Yeah, it's like it's broken
so
up
I like,
in pieces.
Yeah, I like
yeah.
all the diner scenes. Mm-hmm. Who's Zed, baby? Is it, well, Zed's dead, baby. You don't like that. I like
yeah,
those
yeah,
lines.
Yeah, yeah.
I messed that one up. Too.
Mine's the one that says "bad motherfucker" on it.
Some of the other good scenes I'm definitely not going to repeat here, or I for
Go
sure
ahead.
Will
I can,
get
I can edit
or
it out.
For sure will get fired.
I can edit it out.
No, it's just there's just some really great scenes. Totally great scenes from Pulp Fiction. And then
are these your guilty pleasures, or are we going into favorite films now?
We're going into favorite films.
Okay, cool.
No, my guilty pleasure, I would say, was SWAT.
SWAT.
That's an embarrassing movie to say that you.
I don't know, man.
That you like, you know. I mean, we're in Los Angeles.
Okay,
we're
we
in,
can.
You know,
we can
I,
say.
I depending on who you ask. I would also say that La La Land is one of my guilty pleasures because a
La
lot
Land.
Of people did not like La La Land.
I liked it.
I really liked it a lot. I think they shot some of the scenes just right out the window
mm-hmm.
here up,
yeah.
up at Griffith's.
I live really close to Griffith, yeah.
Yeah, we don't want to, for security purposes, we don't want to give out
do not say
your,
where I live.
Your location at all.
Mm-hmm.
So definitely not in Thai Town. Anyway, and then Let's play a game, Chris.
You want to play a game?
Let's play a game. It's we can play some more games, but
sure.
I'm gonna name the line from this movie that I like.
Okay, and then, I like this.
And
this
then
is
you
good.
Can and then you can tell me what movie it is. This is one great. Of my last favorite.
Oh my
movies.
God! All I should ready? I should start doing this in my podcast.
I don't roll on Shabbos. I'm Shomer fucking Shabbos. Name that movie.
SpongeBob Back in Action.
Donnie.
Oh, The Ringer.
Oh my God.
I have no idea. You have the thing is that
you're Lebowski. Come on.
All right. Fine.
I don't roll on Shabbos.
I think you know what it is. You know the lines that aren't like the famous ones.
I know.
You're a guy who references movies that are like the guy in the background like, says. Yeah. Holy shit! I don't know any of these references. That's like, have you seen that movie
Forrest
Gump?
Can I get you a Pepsi?
Oh, look at my leg! It's broken. Like that's no one remembers that. Yeah. All right. Give me another one.
Guy who remembers movies for the wrong line.
Exactly. Give me another one.
Oh my God.
Go get them, brothers!
Oh, go get them, brothers! Shout out to the Brotherhood Buffs podcast. Wow, that sounds like an ambulance.
Yeah, that's definitely an ambulance.
Yeah. No, we can play a different game. We can move on from
I'll
movies.
Try one.
How about this?
Okay. One of my favorite lines.
I'm clearly not going to get it since I know all the wrong lines.
Whoa! 1.21 gigawatts! What? Marty!
Back to the Future.
Oh, thank you. All right, let's see. One more. Do you got one?
The Departed?
There you go. Probably. Most likely. It's one of those movies.
What are you, a fucking cop?
What's like one of the worst movies you've ever seen?
Oh, man. I saw Murder on the Orient Express.
Oh, I heard that was
Kristen.
Bad. Yeah.
It was really awful. And the best part of it is I like to think that I'm like a pretty good detective. And, you know, as a journalist, I can kind of deduce certain things and figure out like.
Sure. You're a little Sherlock Holmes.
Who committed the murder on the Orient Express. And
you figured out like 5 minutes in.
I think I was just guessing. I was like, it's that person. It's that person. It's that person. And then. I'm trying to remember the punchline here, but the end of the movie, it was, I think,
everyone needs a punchline for stories.
It was, did you see this movie?
No, but you can spoil it. Spoilers, guys.
It was like everyone except for who I guessed.
Do you think that was the intention of the film?
No, it wasn't. I just did a really poor job of that.
Is there a person that, an actor that you love that you have to see that movie? Like, oh, I love this person. I'm going to see this movie no matter what, if it looks bad or good.
I would say maybe Seth Rogen.
Okay, that's a good answer. Yeah, I do like Seth Rogen. You know, because it's like he always has that sort of good feel comedy. Yeah.
But Seth Rogen. Funny story. The Pineapple Express trailer I thought was way better than the movie. I thought the movie sucked, but the trailer was awesome. So I got to hang out on set of Saturday Night Live at one point, and I actually met when I was in high school, and I met Seth Rogen. He was hosting the show, and Spoon was the musical artist.
That's
awesome,
dude.
So I went up to Seth Rogen, and I got a picture with him, and I told him how I went to see Superbad, and I got kicked out of Superbad because I was underage.
That's
we were
hilarious.
At the Falls.
You told him this?
Yeah, I told him the story. So I go into the movie theater, and I give him my ticket, and they're like, oh, this is at the Falls in Miami.
Yeah.
And
Good old place.
Yeah, and I gave him my ticket, and the ticket taker, probably like a high school or college kid, says, you know, you need to be 17, like, and I go, oh no, my parents are in there, and because it's rated R.
I think we were together.
Yeah, were we together?
I think it was you, me, and Julian. Because remember, we tried to go see Superbad, but at the time we couldn't see it because we were too young.
I think you might have been there. Yeah, so that's I go, so I was like, yeah, my parents. I think you and Julian were probably getting popcorn. I think.
Yeah.
And I went in to get us seats, and he goes, you can't come in. And I go, well, my parents are in the theater. He goes, okay, I'll walk you in the theater. So he walks me into the theater, this ticket taker.
What a dick.
And I'm looking around, and I'm like, pretending to look for my parents.
An old Jewish couple.
And he goes, they're not in here, are they? And I go, no. And then he goes, you need to leave. And then he kicked me out, and I told Seth Rogen that story, and I was like, hey, you know, I tried to see Superbad. I eventually saw it, I think, with someone over 17. I can't remember what happened. Probably your parents, since they're, like, fun old people.
Sure.
Young old people. And Seth Rogen, I told him the story. He just gave me his he just gave me his laugh. No, but I just watched a movie on the plane over when Max bought my plane ticket to come here for your show.
Yeah.
No, I watched this movie, the Seth Rogen movie, where he dates the Secretary of State who's running for president.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
I thought it was unbelievable. It was one of my favorite Seth Rogen movies. Yeah. It was hilarious, but it was like very well written. Mm-hmm. And like, I wanted to like, if anybody has Seth Rogen's email address, please send it to us because I just want to message Seth Rogen and tell him how great it was.
You guys can DM me on the on our Instagram.
Slide into Chris's DMs.
I'll attach my Instagram to this. Yeah, yeah. Send anyone who knows. Like, Noah's a big deal, guys. So if you guys can – actually, I'm going to make this happen. Whoever has Seth Rogen's Instagram, I'm calling out all my three followers. Send it to Noah Gray. I'll attach my Instagram and I'll attach his Instagram. DM him any contact you have with Seth Rogen.
I just want to appreciate that movie because I loved it.
Yeah.
It was a great movie. As someone who covers politics and, you know – likes to root for
long
the
shot.
Underdog who, you know, long shot.
Yeah, yeah,
you know, some people call my marriage long shot too, but
why? Because you're beautiful?
Because my wife is beautiful.
Oh,
you know,
yeah,
you know, and
course,
I'm losing my hair.
You're not losing your hair. I'm losing
pretty,
my hair.
It's pretty great.
Charlize Theron.
Thank God. Some people say I have a face for radio, so I'm really excited to be here at this podcast.
Yeah, same here, brother. All right, well, we're coming to the end of the show. Let's not worry about anything else. I like to ask, look, I've never done this on the show. I want to do it with you real quick. It's called This or That. You ready for this?
Let's do it.
Dean Martin or Frank Sinatra?
Frank Sinatra.
Coen Brothers or Tarantino?
Tarantino.
Disney or Universal Studios?
Ooh. That's tough because Disney has a news network that's a competitor of my network, but I do love me some Mickey. I'm going to go with Disney.
Owen Wilson or Luke Wilson?
Also, Owen Wilson.
The Office or Parks and Rec?
Office.
Friends or How I Met Your Mother?
How I Met Your Mother.
Coffee or tea?
Tea.
Whiskey or beer?
Beer.
Marvel or DC?
DC.
Indica or sativa?
No comment.
Oh, you. Old school or new school?
Old school.
All right. Early riser or night owl?
Night owl.
Nice. I love it. Okay, man. Last question of the show. What is your ultimate, your dream breakfast?
Dream breakfast?
Yeah. Here we go.
God.
Let's hear it, man.
Oh.
If you can make any breakfast plate, whether it's pizza, toaster strudels, pancakes.
I love dim sum.
Okay.
I love dim sum.
Yeah, dim sum's great, dude. There's actually a great dim sum place here. I'll let you know.
Should we go?
I'll go with you.
Should we end the podcast and go?
Just go right from here. Yeah, I'll go with you. I'll show you.
That is my alarm because I need to call my wife who's going to sleep on the East Coast right now.
Okay, cool. So we're going
to. But no, let's wrap this up. I'll call in a second. Yeah, Mickey waffles. Maybe some sort of
that's so specific.
Yeah, Mickey waffles.
But you can only get this at Disney World.
Well, let's go to Disney World.
Oh, we have to go to that after the dim sum.
Okay, we'll start
with
dim sum.
Jesus Christ,
no,
I only have like $5 in my bank
account. I'm gonna go dim sum and Mickey waffles for breakfast. That's my breakfast.
Okay, fine. So dim sum and what type of dim sum though? Like you want like a little chicken,
leaf dumplings, pork dumplings, chicken dumplings, shrimp dumplings, and some like good pan fried noodles or something.
All right, man. And Mickey waffles.
Mickey waffles.
That is adorable.
Yeah.
So you have a mixture of being a very immature person and a nice mature adult.
That is basically my life in
a
nutshell.
That is you, man.
So
that's awesome.
It took us a few minutes to get there, but I'm glad that we finally, you know,
I'm still trying to reach there. I still have ice cream for breakfast.
Oh, dude. I love it.
All right. So you want to go and promote yourself? Where can we find you? Social media, news, anything?
You can find me on Instagram, Noah Gray 7, NOAHGRAY 7. And that's where I live.
That's the ticket.
Yeah, man.
All right, guys.
Thanks for having me. This is great.
Thank you so much for being here.
I'm looking forward to Skylar McKinley coming back on, and I can't wait to hear next special guest. And maybe you can do a special prank call episode, just like the high school days.
All right, guys. Remember to please rate and review the show. Tell your friends. Come on, guys. Put me out there, man. I need help. All right, so
make sure you get your love handles and your coasters.
No, love your love handles.
Love your and what was the coaster name?
You called it Toasters Coasters.
Coasters.
They have nothing to do with toasters. All right, any questions or thoughts, please message me on Instagram at Christian Lugo. If you guys want me to do anything specific on the show, let me know. If you have any questions, you want to be on the show, please let me know. I know that I only have like 3 followers. And thanks to Gilbert Louis Ray for the theme. And that's our show, folks. I like to end the show by, I start a sentence and then I let the guest finish it. Is that
all
cool
right,
with
let's
you?
Do it.
Okay. Good night, everyone. This has been Conversations from a Room. Have a nice night and...
You stay classy, Los Angeles.
God damn it. You could have said anything.